I heard on the news the other day that 185,000 Minnesotans own a cabin up north, or even down south, I suppose. And I look around and I think half of them must live in our parish. I'm sure we'd all love being at the lake this morning and this weekend because it's been so warm, but here we are. Today we hear the story about the Good Samaritan, and we've all heard it before and it's familiar to us, but I just want to share some thoughts. First of all, we heard in the first reading about the commandments, that God gave the commandments for the people to obey God. For us, for the word commandment is kind of a bad word. We don't like to be told what to do. And the commandments say, do not do this, do this, do not do this. We don't like that. Instinctively, we say, no, I can make up my own mind. I can make up my own choices. But God, in his infinite mercy, looking at his people, the chosen people, he realized they needed some guidance. They weren't educated. They were probably shepherds, so forth. Not educated, so they needed some guidelines to live in this new community that God had chosen, this community of Israel. He wanted them to have a certain set of principles by which they could live, principles that were for good of the community. And so he gave the commandments, and the word that we hear today saying, it's not too difficult, it's not way over in the other side of the ocean or up in the sky, it's right within our hearts. And when we think of it, the commandments really are our way of living in right relationships, of who we are, who the other person is, and who God's people are, and how we relate to each other. That's what that's about. It's not about rules and regulations, but it's about an invitation to live for one another, to live with one another in some harmony and peace. That's what the commandments are all about. They're not about do's and don'ts. They're about how do I live in right relationships. The second reading from Paul tells us that Jesus is everything. Jesus is the beginning and the end. He's all that we need. And that Jesus is what makes a difference, that Jesus lives within each one of us and recognizes the other as someone to have a right relationship with, to find a way to connect and to relate and to have a positive experience with one another. So we're here today to realize that this story about the Good Samaritan is about that very fact. To understand the impact of that gospel reading, we need to realize that the people that were listening to Jesus were the leaders of the Jewish synagogue and of the people, the priests and the Levites, it says. The priest and the Levite went along and went on the other side of the road to avoid the injured man. How many of us have walked on the other side of the road to avoid someone that we don't really trust or want to say hello to? But they did that. And it was the Samaritan that came along and helped. Well, the Samaritan was the one they least expected because the Samaritan was not one of the Jewish people from Jerusalem. They were an outcast group, but yet he was the one that came along that the priests and Levites of the people would look down upon, would make judgments about. But he was the one that had the right relationship. He's the one that made a difference. And so we go back to that right relationship idea again. And so we hear Jesus today saying, the real commandment is loving our neighbor, loving God and loving our neighbor as ourselves. And that's the new right relationship that we're being told about, that we're being invited to live in right relationship to one another. We join together here at the altar this morning and we remember that, yes, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We want to make right relationships between us and between others in our neighborhoods and our workplaces and wherever. That's really all we're called to do is have right relationships. It's as simple as that. So as you move forward in your week, just realize I'm here, I'm called to relate to one another as affirming the other, as being affirmed myself, and living with the Lord as the center of our lives.